This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. The Chinese government has issued a rebuke to Japanese and US government comments connected to the Chinese government's establishment of the East China Sea Air Defense Identification Zone. The Chinese government announced its establishment of the East China Sea Air Defense Identification Zone over the weekend, including a diagram for the zone and set of rules connected to aircraft identification. The Chinese government says it will take timely measures to deal with air threats and unidentified flying objects from the sea. The Japanese government says it cannot accept the fact that the zone covers the Diaoyu Islands. In response, the Chinese government is describing the establishment of the zone as thoroughly legitimate, saying the measures conform to the Charter of United Nations and international laws and practices. China's Defense Ministry has issued a similar statement, calling the Japanese side's remarks absolutely groundless and unacceptable. Defense Ministry spokesperson Yang Yujun says the move is designed to exercise China's self-defense. Yang notes Japan established its own air defense identification zone in the late 1960s. Meanwhile, Chinese Defense Ministry has also lodged solemn representations with the military attaché of U.S. Embassy in China after the U.S. Department of Defense said it was concerned over the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping has traveled to the city of Qingdao to pay his respects to those killed in last Friday's massive explosions. A pair of explosions triggered by an oil leak on a major pipeline left at least 52 people dead. 11 others are still listed as missing. Almost 140 people remain hospitalized following Friday's blasts, 10 of whom are in critical conditions. The massive explosion took place while workers were trying to clean an oil spill from an underground pipeline operated by Sinopec. The pipeline was put into use in 1986. A gas pipeline has blown up in the city of Wenzhou in Zhejiang, injuring 3 people. The pipeline was hit by an excavator yesterday afternoon, injuring the excavator operator and 2 bystanders. It took an hour to put out the subsequent fire. The extent of the injuries remain unclear at this point. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has attended the latest round of international talks over Iran's nuclear issue in Geneva, saying that an interim agreement marks an important first step. The consensus comes after nearly a decade of inconclusive international efforts to halt Iran's expanding nuclear program. The agreement will see Iran freeze its nuclear programs for 6 months. In exchange, Iran will be given some relief from the economic sanctions that have been imposed on it. If the interim deal holds, the parties will begin negotiating final stage agreements. Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong is now in Ethiopia for a 3-day visit. She is set to hold talks with Ethiopia's president and prime minister. The Ethiopian side says the two sides are going to sign 8 agreements connected to education, scientific research and cultural exchange. Egypt's interim president has approved a law regulating protests in the country. The law bans all public protests that have not been given prior written permission. The controversial protest law was submitted to Adli Mansour for review 2 weeks ago. Millions of Hondurans are casting their vote to elect the country's new president. The race to replace Porfirio Sosa is believed to be down between ruling National Party candidate Juan Orlando Hernandez and Xiomara Zelaya. She is the wife of deposed former President Manuel Zelaya. Polling shows both are sitting at around 20% voter support each. Under the Honduran constitution, the victor needs to win only by 1 vote. No runoff is necessary. About 700 international observers are monitoring the elections. Chinese Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng has issued the Chinese government's response to Washington's accusations that the Chinese government is jeopardizing a deal to cut tariffs on technology products. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman has gone on record saying a Chinese demand to exempt more than 100 products from a technology trade deal risk leading to a breakdown in negotiations. Gao Hucheng has said it is irresponsible for the U.S. to discard the consensus that has been agreed by most of the countries. Over 1 million candidates have taken China's National Public Servant Exam on Sunday. This is a decrease of around 130,000 from last year. The central authorities, their affiliated public institutions and local branches will recruit over 19,000 civil servants next year. This is a slight drop from 2013. Only 1 in 51 who take the test will be hired. There are around 7 million civil servants here in China. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.